Morning, everybody. Welcome to Partial Explorations for Parshas Vayakhel. Pleasure to learn with you. I'm going to share my screen and we will get right to it. Here we go. I actually have a nice source sheet for us today. So, Vayakhel is primarily a repetition of the Torah's description of the construction of the Mishkan. We already read about a lot of this in Truma, but there are a few unique Vayakhel ideas to focus on. And the first is on the very first word. The very first word of Vayakhel is Vayakhel. Vayakhel Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisrael. Moshe gathered or congregated all the entire assembly of the children of Israel. It is a unique word that this Torah uses here, Vayakhel. And he congregated from the word kihila. And many of the Mefarshim, and I have a lot on this, so buckle up. Many of the Mefarshim are intrigued by the usage of the word vayakhel. Why here, specifically at this point, when Moshe Rabbeinu is about to share what God shared with him about the construction of the Mishkan, why here do we hear the words vayakhel? So a few approaches. Let's start with the Ramban. Vayakhel Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisrael. Why is there a Kehillah here? Is a classic? Oh, I might have to move. Give me 1 second. Bye. I'm in the TABC shul, and there apparently is a test in here, so I'm just going to move, if you don't mind. Okay, thanks for your patience. All right. Thanks for your patience. Yeah. So here we go. It says the Ramban, source number one, by Yaakov Moshe. Why now? Yichlo kol adas bnei Yisrael ha'anoshim va'anoshim. This includes everybody, not just the men, but also the women. Ki kulam hisnavu melechas ha'mishkan. Everybody participated in building the Mishkan. So the first idea is why vayakel? Because every portion of Klal Yisrael participated together in donating toward the Mishkan. Everybody, the men, the women, the children, I don't know how much the children had to donate, but everybody participated. So he had to gather all of Klal Yisrael before they built the Mishkan. More on this in a minute. Then the Ramban adds something else, which helps us appreciate the timeline. He says, Moshe, after commanding Aaron and the princes and all of Klal Yisrael, the men of Klal Yisrael, Kachal Asher Dibar Hashem Ito B'Har Sinai, that everything Hashem had told him at Har Sinai, Acharei Shivor Haluchos, after the Luchos were broken, V'nosan Alpanav HaMasveh, and then he put a mask on his face, Chazer V'tzivav Hikilu Kol Eida Anoshim. So the timeline is, and keep this in mind, we have the Cheda of the Egel, the sin of the golden calf. After that takes place, Moshe breaks the Luchos. He goes back up to Har Sinai. Hashem commands him again about building the Mishkan. He comes back with the second Luchos. And then he gathers all of Klal Yisrael to build the Mishkan. That's going to be important. Keep that in mind. Moving on to a different approach, though. The Bechor Shor, why gather, again, why gathering specifically here all of Klal Yisrael, of all of Vayakhel, says the Bechor Shor, Kadesh lo yuchlu lehisra'im. They shouldn't be able to complain. What's going to happen if he would only speak to the leaders like he often did? Well, people are going to say, you didn't tell us what we could donate to the Mishkan. We didn't know. If you would have told us earlier, we would have given more. I would have donated the Kiyor. I would have donated the Mishkan, the Mizbeach. So Moshe didn't want that. So therefore, so that the people shouldn't complain. Shetziva lasos l'mishkan. God made us a Mishkan. He told us to make a Mishkan. V'lo hodiyanu shenavi trumas a Mishkan. He didn't tell us to donate all these things. Not fair. Everybody got a chance to give other things before we did. So that's why he gathered them all together. Sort of like a human nature. You want to make a special project, you better make sure to let everybody know so no one gets felt like it feels like they are left out. Moving on though to a really beautiful approach of the Abarbanel and the Tzror HaMor. Sorry, it gets a little bit noisy here in TVC. Just a second. Am I okay here? Yeah. Usually I'm in the shul, it's quiet. And today it's not. What am I going to do? Vayakhel Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisrael, says Abarbanel. After Moshe descended from the mountain, Sivar Chol Adas Bnei Yisrael Shekola Ha'Anoshim Va'Anoshim Sheitzgab to Kulam Ba'Ol Moed Shelo Sheimichot Samachane Kedei Sheyishmu Piv Mashat Sivar Hashem Lomer Lahem Hu Sheitznavim Lechza Mishkan. First, Abarbanel says, after he comes down from Sinai, Moshe gathers the whole entire Jewish people together, and because he wants them to all hear from his mouth that they're all to donate toward the Mishkan. Barbanel points out Moshe's tent is outside the Machane. It's outside the camp. He's not with everybody else. He calls them all toward his tent so that he can hear from his mouth directly that they have to build a Mishkan. Ukamosha Kasaravan, Yitachin Shayazeb Yom Macharas or Ritza Menahar. This might have been the day after he came down from Har Sinai. Kikasher, he gilohem Maslicha Vamachila. He told them Hashem had forgiven them. For the Chede Egel, Shekipur Hashem Bachatosam, that God had forgiven their sin. Peshahala Pesocham Shlichas Sinasa, and that Hashem's presence was going to walk among them. V'yasalahem Niflo, Seshalonu V'ribachal Aratzachal Agayim, and he was going to do miracles that had never been seen among all the nations. V'hayu Azeh, Kol Yisrael, Smechem V'tu V'leiv. They were so happy. Yes, Hashem's going to forgive us. He's forgiven us for the Egel. Azrael Isaper Lahem, Inyon HaMishkan. Asherik from the Zavabo. Once they're happy, once they're excited, they realize Hashem forgave them for the Egel. Right at that moment, Hashem wants to command them about Melechas HaMishkan. At that moment, he wants to command them about the construction of the Mishkan. They're ready to go. They're ready to do an atonement. They're ready for the Kapara. Okay, guys, time to build a Mishkan. He came to Hashem, Yisra'at Zalehem HaKarash Baruch Hu, V'nos Lehem Lucho Shnios, because once Hashem appeased with them, and he gave them the second Luchos, V'karas Bris Yimahem Melechas Shkinos HaBesocha, he made a new covenant with them. They had returned to their love, the love of the bride that as they were originally when Hashem gave them the Torah. And therefore, after the days of anger are over, Hashem says, Hashem has forgiven you. Moshe says, Hashem has forgiven you. Now time to build the Mishkan. Okay. So the point is, why did God tell specifically, why did Moshe specifically say Vayakel in this case? Why did he congregate the Jews? One approach. So that essentially, that everybody would have an equal opportunity to donate toward the Mishkan. His other approach is he wants to inspire them. Hashem has forgiven you. He's forgiven you for the Cheda Egel. And how are you going to achieve that atonement? We're going to build the Mishkan. He wants everybody to hear that face to face. Sora Amor has a really interesting idea that by gathering them, it's as if they were born again. It's almost like a reenactment of Har Sinai. They blew it the first time, but now Hashem forgave them again. He gathers them together again. And so it's ki'ilu hayom noldu v'hayu am nolad, as if the nation was born again. But I wanted to also share this Kli Yakar, fascinating idea from the Kli Yakar. Get it, right? Fascinating idea here. Kli Yakar quotes Rashi. When did this take place? That Hashem gathers that Moshe gathers the Jewish people. Rashi says Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, they got the second Luchos. On Yom Kippur, Moshe had descended from Sinai, gave him the second Luchos, and then he says, build the Mishkan. Why is that important? And he says the Kli Yakar. Al Tzad HaRem is Nomar. In a way of hinting, we could say, Shaha Kal Zeh Hayo Letaveh Hashom B'neihem. The purpose of gathering them together now was to make sure that peace was spread among them. Ki Ein Adam Darim Nachash B'Kfif Ha'achas. A person can live with a snake in one dwelling place. If there's somebody that you really just can't stand, you can't live together with them. When he wanted them to all participate and partner together in building the Mishkan, as if they were all living in one place. First, he needed to gather them together so they'd be one unit. He needed to connect Klal Yisrael. And here's the kicker. Why is that important now? That's why it was the day after Yom Kippur. So what happens on Yom Kippur? All the different encampments were arguing. And complaining. Other than the one time they camped around Har Sinai, when they got the Torah, Shenem Marvayich and Sham Yisrael, because then Yisrael camped together. But otherwise, when the Jews camped around together, there was machlokas, there was argument. They were in Agud Achas. In Kain Ech Eshtar Lahakilon Bizman Shem Michulakim Vein Daitim Shaveh. How could he gather them together and partner everyone together to build a Mishkan when there's so much discord? Azem Matzah Moshe Lahakilon Kiritzono Lamachras Yom Kippur. That's why Moshe picked the day after Yom Kippur. Ki Yom Yom Kippur Ashalom Metuvach Beinayim. Because on Yom Kippur, there's peace among the people. Yom Kippur, everyone forgives one another. Everyone's mocha one another. Everyone tries to get past the silly arguments and the silly disagreements. We stand in front of Hashem. We ask for atonement. And we want Hashem to forgive our sins. We try to look past the sins of others. And on that day, they are all one unit. Therefore, the next day, he was able to gather them because the peace that had been achieved on Yom Kippur was still active. And look what he says here. It's such an insight to human nature. Because, you know, the day after Yom Kippur, you're in a forgiving mood. Oh, I forgive you. I forgive you. I'm mocha you. I'm mocha you. Maybe you're still in a forgiving mood the next day. 2 days later, you know, someone walks in front of you on the way to the shop, you know, to go shopping. What's wrong with you? Watch where you're going. He says, Aval im yomo yomayim yamo, does lo yukama shalom. If he would have waited for 2 days, the peace would be gone. Kifar nisbarda achavila, because the bundle already spread. V'chol ish adar chopona. Each person goes on their own way. And so that if there was an argument between two people, there was a court case, and that shouldn't disrupt the peace and the unity. God, Moshe sat and judged all the cases that day. He gathered them together. He took all of care of all their court cases. Right after Yom Kippur, we're going to be one. And then they're ready for the Mishkan. But then he said, I'll say something else. That's interesting. This is not the only time Moshe gathers all the people. Why does he always gather them? So the Kli Yakar quotes a pshat from the Akedah on the words, Lo Sivaru Esh B'chol Moshe Voseichem B'yom HaShabbos. It's interesting. Right after the Sivoy of the Mishkan, the Torah warns us about doing work on Shabbos, and it specifies you shouldn't let a fire burn in your camps on Shabbos. Lo sevaru esh b'chol mosh voseichem. But the Akedah said that there's another hint in the words not burning a fire. It's not just a literal fire, but it's the fire of arguments, the fire of machlokas. Why? On Shabbos, no one's at work. Everybody's together. You don't have so much on your mind. What's the danger when that happens? You get a lot of people together with not much to do. That's when they're going to start fetching. That's when they're going to start bickering and arguing. So the Torah says, "Lo savaru esh b'chol mosh voseichem b'yom haShabbos." You shouldn't let the fire burn in your camps on Shabbos, meaning don't get so worked up just because you have a little bit of free time on your hands. Make sure there's shalom on Shabbos also. The Kli Yakar says he had to keep on gathering them again and again and trying to keep the peace because shalom is so difficult to maintain. So to summarize then, the Kli Yakar is saying, why did Moshe gather the people now? He wanted there to be shalom, to be unity, for there to be harmony when they partner together to build the Mishkan. And specifically after Yom Kippur, when that harmony had been achieved, that's when he wanted to gather them. Interesting idea. So again, a few approaches so far, why Moshe gathered the people together at this moment before building the Mishkan. Another one from the Or HaChaim. Fascinating idea by the Or HaChaim. The last parsha that we read in Kisisa ends with a very enigmatic scene. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai and Karan Or Panav, his countenance shines, is illuminated. We discussed last week on Shabbos what the significance of this is. But says the Or HaChaim, even though this wasn't something Moshe did wrong, but it was intimidating. To look at someone whose face is glowing is very intimidating. So what did Moshe do? He gathered them together again. Says Or HaChaim, Tzarech Hadas, Tam Shehutzrich Lomar, Acher Bayakel, Acher Shu Dibor Haroga, B'chol Eish, Asher Yitzava Dibor Hashem. Why do you have to specifically gather them together every time? Every time he speaks the word of God to Klal Yisrael. Why Bayakel? V'nerek Ki Letzad Sherel Ki Karan Or Panav, since they saw his face was shining, by Yiru Migeshes Elav, and they were afraid to approach him. Was that Hutzrich Lahakilas Kulon the Val Yimneu Tsas Me'amora? Yeah, to make an effort to gather them together so they wouldn't hold back from donating to the Mishkan, Because they were afraid of Moshe. V'zeh shediklik lomar es kol hadas, the entire assembly. A very quick, but actually very meaningful insight. Moshe Rabbeinu was aware, he had the self-awareness to know that he was intimidating. That there was something about him and his countenance and his persona that could potentially draw people away. Make people nervous, make people reluctant to participate in this effort to build a Mishkan. Oh, Moshe, he's scary. Moshe Rabbeinu is commanding us to build a Mishkan? I don't know. I don't know. Something makes me uneasy about Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, was it Moshe Rabbeinu's fault? Of course not. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do wrong? He went up to Har Sinai to get the Luchos. The fact that his face was shining was because of how the lofty level of spirituality he had reached. And yet, even though it wasn't his fault, he made an effort to make sure other people were comfortable. I think there's a real Musar Haskell on that. You know, there are many efforts that we sometimes try to make, whether it's something in shul or learning or otherwise, and people are sometimes uncomfortable. And then one response is, well, it's not my fault. I'm not doing anything wrong. Why are you so uncomfortable? But Moshe didn't say that, and neither should we. Take a step to make sure people are not intimidated. Draw them in. Bring them in so that we can have one kehila. That's Vayakal Moshe, according to the Orach Chaim. And finally, the Yalkut Shimoni. The Medrash relates the congregating of the people not to the building of the Mishkan, but to Shabbos. Because the first thing that Moshe tells us after he gathers the people together is against the prohibition against Rikon. Says the Yalkut Shimoni, Vayakal Moshe, Rabbu Seina Bali Agada Omrim, our rabbis, the masters of Agada, those who can really expound upon the Torah, said, Mitchilas HaTorah Vat Sofa, Emba Parsha Shenemar Barosh Vayaka. This is the first Parsha in the whole Torah which involves congregating Klal Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ase Lecha Kihilos Gedolos, make yourself big congregations, Udrosh Lefneim Barabim Hilchos Shabbos, and expound in front of these great crowds the laws of Shabbos. So the future generations can learn to make big congregations every Shabbos, and to go into the study halls to teach so that my great name should be praised among the people. Says the Medrash, Bayakel is because what is Shabbos for? What we know that Shabbos is a day of rest. It's a day of serenity. We're not as much of a rush. But says the Medrash, Moshe tells Klal Yisrael that Shabbos is also a day for kehila, for gathering together in shul to hear Divrei Torah. That when we have the opportunity to, and we have time on our hands, and we take that time and gather together to hear Divrei Torah, that's a Kiddush Hashem. Then Hashem says, Miskale Shemi HaGadol Ben Banai, my name is honored, is extolled among my children. And then it says, that's why Moshe instituted, Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Shei Darshan Ben Yonah Shayom, that whenever there's a holiday, they should expound upon the essence of the holiday, the laws of Pesach and Pesach, the laws of Shavuos and Shavuos, Chag B'Chag. But so the other way of learning Vayakel Moshe is not related to the Mishkan, but related on Shabbos. And I think this really might be the source of so many people who make an effort to come to shul on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of kehila, of Vayakel Moshe, of gathering together to hear the words of Torah. And if by doing so, we make an incredible Kiddush Hashem. So those are all a number of different explanations for why, as specifically here, we have Vayakel Moshe. Moving on to another really fascinating theme that's worth focusing on, and that is the role of Jewish women in donating toward the Mishkan. Various places in this week's Parsha, we have an emphasis on the role that women played in both donating materials toward the building of the Mishkan and also in actually crafting the materials for the Mishkan. And one place this theme is demonstrated is in the Medrash in Shemos Rabbah. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah is focused on the theme of atonement, that the Mishkan was intended to be an atonement for the Egel Azav. And it says as follows, Maksib Oso Kakala, what does the Torah write regarding that sin of the Egel Azav? Parkun is Me'azav. Aaron HaKohen says to the people, remove your nose rings. your gold rings. When they built the Egel Hazav, they used their jewelry. And actually, our Medrash says that the men took the jewelry from their wives to use, to melt down and use for the gold of the golden calf. They brought these rings. And therefore, when they built the Mishkan, they made those rings into a donation. Umaksiv, what does it write regarding the Mishkan? Kol nediv lev heviu chach vanezem, vanezem tabas vechumumaz, v'nezamim chatu v'nezamim zratzalem. They sinned by giving these rings, and they were also appeased by giving these rings. Baruach HaKodesh Sovacha Sedei Hoshea, and the divine spirit screened by through Hoshea, v'haya b'makom asher yomer ye'amer lahem lo amiyatem yomer lahem b'ni kalchai. Hoshea says, in place of saying that you are not my nation, he will say about you, you are the children of the living God. Amar Moshe ne'akash baruch hu kasata ki'ignov ish shor oset v'cho makro. You write that when a person steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters or sells it, chamisha bakar yishalim tachas ashor. This is actually really fascinating. The law is, if a person steals from someone else, and they steal a sheep or an ox, they pay back fivefold. So if the value of the sheep of the sheep was 100, they pay back 500. Hirei heviu chamisha. In donating toward the Mishkan, they bring five types of jewelry. Chach vanezem tabas agil v'chumas. They brought five types of jewelry, meaning when they built the Egel Hazav, they only donated nezamim. They donated their rings. When they built the Mishkan, they donated five different forms of golden jewelry as an atonement, because when you steal, then in order to achieve atonement, to pay the person back, when you steal a sheep or a shor, an ox, you pay back five times the amount. What's the Medrash saying? Think about it. They built an Egel Hazav, which is like an ox. And what did they use to build the ox? They used gold. So the Medrash is saying, how do they atone for that act? You took the gold Hashem gave you and you used it to build a vehicle for Avodah Zarah. They gave five times the amount of gold, five different forms of jewelry to build the Mishkan. But here's where it gets interesting. Who were the ones primarily responsible for building the Egel Hazav? It was the men. And yet, who were the ones that took the initiative to build the Mishkan and gain an atonement for the Egel Hazav? It was the women. The Torah demonstrates this by saying, Vayavo ha'anashim al hanashim, in describing how they gathered together to donate toward the Mishkan. It says, Vayavo ha'anashim, the men came up al hanashim, upon the women. It's a very strange language. Say, im hanashim. So the Mefarshim all say it was the women who volunteered first to give their jewelry toward the Mishkan, and then their husbands came with them. Says Rabbeinu Bachaye, Ki lashon al hanashim yorek ki hanashim bo sham bechila. First the women came. The kasher bo hanashim far, matzu sham hanashim sheviu sham nedvasim chila. The men then came to also donate. They found their wives had already come to give their jewelry first. Vizos ma'ala gidola benashim. This was an incredible attribute for the women. Ki b'masa egel. When it came to the egel, lo ratu lases tashitayan. They didn't even want to give their jewelry. Shechen k'siv v'yom lahem aron parkun is me'a zahav asher ba'aznin nishechem. V'nechem v'nosechem. Aaron says to the men, take off the golden rings that are in your wives' and children's ears. U'k'siv v'yisparu kol ha'am es nin me'a zahav asher ba'azneyem. V'lo amar ba'aznin nishechem. It says they took off the rings from their ears. It doesn't say from the ears of their wives. So when it came to actually getting the gold for the Egel Hazav, the women were reluctant to participate. Ki lo ratzu hanoshim bekach, because they didn't want to participate. He says, v'hu sharama shomu al zeh, he says there's a hint to this, the reluctance of the nashim to participate in the Chida Egel. The pasuk goheles. Adam echad me elef matzasi. I found one in a thousand men. V'isha b'chol eile lo matzasi. And the women among Eile. Among all these, I didn't find. What's Bechol Eile? Yirmos the Mashakas of Eile Elokecha. Lo Isha Bechol Eile Lo Matzasi. I didn't find a woman in Eile. I didn't find a woman who participated when the Jews said, Eile Elokecha Yisrael. These are your gods, Israel. That they didn't participate in the Chig HaEgel. And yet, now, when they actually had the command to donate toward the Mishkan, they wanted to give their gold and jewelry with great desire. Even though, and I'm just taking the Rabbi Bahai's words, you'll let me know if you agree, that naturally women really enjoy, and they enjoy their jewelry. And they really get a lot of pleasure out of them. Right? They became before the men. So even though the women were not the primary participants in Chida Egel, when it came to atone for the Chida Egel by giving the golden jewelry back, they were the ones who volunteered first. And says Rabbeinu Bachai, fascinating. What was the reward? It says in the Medrash that God gave the reward to the women in this world and the next world. All this took place on Rosh Chodesh, I guess against Rashi. But in this world, the women have a special holiday on Rosh Chodesh. A certain custom women don't work on Rosh Chodesh. That's they get that special holiday in the schar that they donated toward the Mishkan. And then in the next world, that they will have a renewal in the next world. They will have a spiritual renewal in Olam Haba. So, and if you look to the parsha, there are very many instances in which women really took a leading role in building the Mishkan. One of them is the giving the gold, and one of them is this last one. And that's regarding the kior. Very strange language regarding the kior here. The kior was the washing basin that they used to wash their hands and feet before they went into the Mishkan. How do they make the kior? Says the pasuk, "Vayas as kior nechoshes ve'es kana nechoshes." He made the copper basin and its base, its copper base, bimaros hatsovos, asher tzavu pesach o amoed. Bimaros hatsovos. It's a very hard words to translate. With the mirrors that gathered, which they gathered at the entrance to the Ohel Moed. The gathering mirrors. What does that mean? Ramban gives three different approaches. First is from Rashi. Says Rashi, he said, I'll say it outside for the purpose of time. What are mirrors used for? Mirrors are used usually to adorn yourself, to make yourself more appealing. So the Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu was reluctant to use these mirrors. Okay. Because, you know, it's not always for the most pure of purposes. And Hashem says, no, these mirrors are the most precious to me because through the use of these mirrors, the Jewish women in Egypt were able to adorn themselves and may have Baruch Hashem many children. And by essentially, by having the persistence to continue to have children, even in Egypt when they were slaves, by use of these mirrors, so Hashem specifically wanted those mirrors. So one idea is, these are the mirrors used for the women to beautify themselves for their husbands. Okay. And therefore, Moshe was reluctant to use them. But then Ramban says, what does it mean that they gathered around these mirrors? So he has a different understanding. Very fascinating idea. Based on Unklus, that who gathered? Women gathered to pray. The women gathered to pray in the Ohel Moed. Says the Ramban, there were a group of spiritually inclined women who would gather every day to daven in the toward the entrance of the Ohel Moed. And when Hashem gave the commandment to donate toward the Mishkan, these women donated these mirrors. And so those are the mirrors used for the kior. That's another idea. And then a third idea is just generally, why did they gather? They gathered when they donated them. Right? That when it was known that Moshe needed nechoshes, Moshe needed copper, all the women grabbed their copper mirrors and gathered in the Ohel Moed to each donate their beautiful copper mirrors toward the effort of building the Kiyor. And Hashem said, Moshe, when you build the Kiyor, you're going to use those mirrors that these women donated. And the Medrash adds, it's interesting because the Kiyor is partially used. One usage of it is for the din of Sokta, a woman who is not faithful, that you take the water from the Kiyor and test to see if she's accused of not being faithful, if she indeed was faithful. So the Ramban says, the women demonstrated their righteousness, and even though obviously that's an unpleasant rule, the notion of a sota, of a woman who is accused of infidelity, they donated the water toward the Kiyor, and if exonerated, the Kiyor actually brings shalom ben ish l'ishto, it brings peace between a husband and his wife, to know that nothing actually happened. So despite how harsh that rule is, they still donated these copper mirrors toward that effort in making sure that there was still purity. So you see then, in really various circumstances, there's a specific emphasis on the role of women in building the Mishkan. No, it might be getting a little bit loud here. So that's sort of to summarize what we did today. I hope you're able to follow us. I apologize for the noise. But very briefly, we focus on two main themes. The first being why gathering the Jews together specifically at this moment. One answer is that specifically so that they all had an opportunity to donate toward the Mishkan. Another answer is Hashem wanted to tell Moshe to tell them directly after they had sinned, this is your opportunity to get kapara. You should hear from Moshe. Everybody has an opportunity to participate in the Mishkan and get their atonement. Kli Yakar said that it was because that it was after Yom Kippur, in order to build the Mishkan, to partner together, they had to have Shalom Bineyam. And so Moshe gathered them together in order to build that peace. Aor Chaim said he gathered them together because Moshe had discouraged them. He was intimidating with his Karan or Panav, the countenance in his face. He saw that they were intimidated. He made an effort to reach out and gather them back together. And finally, we had the Medrash, which says that it was Vayakel, because on Shabbos, what we do on Shabbos is Kehila. We gather together to learn Torah, to hear the words of Hashem. And that makes a Kiddush Hashem, not just on that day, but on every Shabbos. That's what Moshe was teaching them. And then also we talked about the role of women donating toward the Mishkan. It was the men who gave their gold toward the Egel Azav, but it was the women who were reluctant to participate yet made an effort to take all their jewelry and contribute it toward the building of the Mishkan. For that, they are rewarded with the holiday of Rosh Chodesh. And also the Kiyor was specifically made with those mirrors, which the women donated toward the Mishkan. And we gave a bunch of different explanations for that. So it's very interesting to think about how, although it's the Kohanim, the male Kohanim would do the effort, but the building of the Mishkan could not have taken place without the unique contribution and generosity of the women involved. Okay, everybody. Thank you very much. Sorry for the disruptions. Thank you for participating. Wishing you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Thanks, everybody.